Blog Talk Radio.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest. Yeah. It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now, 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Talk. I'm your host, Wild Man Ron Jonathan. We are live. The deal ran open. The deal automotive ran open. And Waynesboro, Georgia, of course, you know. That is the home of none other than the Rugrats. So without any further ado, they're gonna have the grand opening celebration coming up real soon. And Matt, I know you're busy running around here like a chicken with your head cut off. Say hello to everybody.
How you doing, everybody? Not doing nothing today. Come on out and see us. We got plenty of food. More food than anybody can eat, I believe.
I see you started last night at the cooking.
Yeah, I didn't leave here. I got home about 3:30 this morning and got back up at 7:15. We right back at it again.
Well, I see the Waynesboro Chamber of Commerce is here. They're getting ready to do a ribbon cut ceremony. And they're going to cut the ceremony. We're going to come back and get started. You know, I want to send a special prayer out to Little Mo. Little Mo is a little bit under the weather, and, you know, just want him to have a speedy recovery because, you know, he's been a very big part of this grudge racing and racing game. So before we get started, I want you to say that. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go on out there. You got to take care of business. If you want to take that with you, you can hear what's going on. And then I'm going to come around here. Like I said, I got the backbone to the whole operation here. And give me my microphone back. Get the microphone. Get the other microphone. Okay. No, this is for you. Like I said, you're the backbone to the whole operation. I remember years ago, I talked to him on the show the other day. Years ago when he said that mama was tired of me getting up working for everybody else. He had a little money in the bank. And he said this is what he wanted to do. You come and stamp it and said, go ahead, baby.
That's right. You know, I banked him. I was working at the time and I told him, I said, we're either going to make it or break it. But now is the time to go. And, you know, I was like, I'll take care of all the financial household bills and you just worry about the shop. And luckily, it took off with success, and we didn't have to worry.
I know, we're very blessed. I talked to him a couple of times, and he goes like, man, I don't know if this is worth it. You know? I said, yes, it does. Me and him always talk about it. We go way back.
Well, it's stressful, and at times, you know, you're like, what have I gotten myself into? Can I work a regular 9-to-5? But, yeah. You know, it's worth it to see people happy. It's worth it, you know, to be able to bring our babies up here, and they can just be here with us. So.
Yep, and do what you want to do. All right, well, I know it's a person that's going to call in, and when he calls in, I'm going to let him talk to you. We don't know who it is yet. I might have to call him, but he's going to call. So it's going to be something. I'm going to come out there. You know, okay, well,
I'm getting ready to go mobile. So I'm getting ready to go out here for the ribbon cutting ceremony and everything. That's the Waynesboro Chamber of Commerce, by the way. So out of the office and with mobile right now. And I forgot to find out the location of it. What's the location? What's the address?
703 West 6th Street, Waynesboro, Georgia.
Okay. And that's where we are. And I'm going to go down here. And I say the world's fastest 29-inch tire car is here. And he got some street cars here. And it's something. And I'm talking about Candy Crusher. And I'm going to get these two together, and I'm going to explain that. Yeah, so they're getting ready to do the ribbon cut ceremony. They're going out in the street. I gotta do something right quick. Maybe I can get this going. Ribbon cutting ceremony is getting ready to go, and it's a nice day for it. And I'm always running late, trying to forget something. Oh, I gotta say hello to Sydney. That's right, Sydney. 6 pounds, 13 ounces. 2 days ago, so. Ribbon cooking ceremony is getting ready to start, and I'm going to try and do some things here. Hey, live on the show, go out here for the ribbon cutting ceremony. Okay, this is something new I got going. We're going to try it out on the grand opening, and this is going to always try to do something new and everything. We're gonna do it like this. I'm broadcasting live. I'll get in the shot the second one, but I want to do this first. Then we're gonna go over here. Waynesboro Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, get in the picture.
Welcoming everyone to the grand opening ceremony. I got your back. Yeah, I got your back. Yeah, I won't let nobody hit you. Alright, so that's where we're going to do it. Grand opening ceremony for MLT Racing Transmission. Not MLT Racing Transmission, MLT Automotive. And so, this is a joyous event. We're getting this on. Alright.
Jeez. Okay, got that one.
All right,
ready to cut it?
All right, here we go with the big ribbon cut.
On the count of three. All right.
And
one.
See. I'm recording this too, by the way. I'm going to pick it up on. Oh, she's got it too. All right. Yeah. So that's the way it goes and everything. So coming around. It's a good day. It really is, you know. And I'm glad to see. I'm kind of disappointed that a couple of people that ain't here that should be here. But it's they got race cars, and like I said earlier, that Burke County got to change something about the race car world. Because like I've been saying, Burke County is now the home of the fastest sludge race cars in the world. That's what I say. I'm right here with Chris Jones. How you doing, Chris?
How you doing?
I was just saying that Burke County is going to have to change the name to Burke County, the home of the fastest sludge race cars in the world.
Yeah, we're going to make that happen.
Yeah, and I was talking to some people a little bit earlier, and I was telling them about you. I said, Chris Jones has come a long, long way, all the way from Georgia, a Firebird, then you had that, the Nova.
Yeah.
I remember what you have. You brought my trailer back, and the wife jumped all over you about to hit that fence. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
I had to go in the house and tell her. He did not hit the fence, baby. Yeah. So, you know, she's sitting in the hospital. She just had the baby. 6 pounds, 13 ounces. They had to do a C-section, so she can't make it out here.
Yeah. Congratulations to you and your wife.
Yeah. I remember Chris when
I had the old chip thrill, and I let you use the old Chevy. We were going to Lincoln. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
I never knew that old truck would run that way.
Well, I don't speed on the freeway. What right?
I know. I had to call you and tell you. I said, "Chris, you need to slow down." You said, "I'm only doing 60 miles an hour," something like that. But yeah. But things have changed since then. Tell us about Candy Crush.
Well, like you said, it's a long time coming, and a lot of people that they don't want to be in the spotlight has been different. And we get where I'm at now. And all of a sudden, it ain't been an easy road. And we still don't know everything, but the little combination we got worked. And you know, I send a shout out to Scott King, my driver. Then they had a matter of my car, and especially my cousin John Frank. Without him, I wouldn't, you know, everywhere I go, everything I do, he's involved. And like I said, there's a couple of people that's around that, you know, they don't want spotlight, but I send thanks out to them too.
You know something? I remember the day, or I should say the night, that the previous owner called me about another car that he was preparing this car for.
Right.
And we were in Maryland, and he called me and said, "What did it look like?" I said, "Man, that car, I'm talking about the white, the shark." He said, what is the cold killer you call that car?
The Great White.
He asked me about the Great White. And I said, "Man, right now you don't want none of this."
Right.
Next thing I know, you had the car. That's his M.O., you know that. But Tony Byers, he's from Waynesboro.
You know, he's a gangster too.
Yeah, gangster boo too. Right, I'm sorry. But he's from Waynesboro. I thought he might be down there if he didn't do nothing but do a walk around, you know. Yeah. But, you know, he shouldn't be like that. That's my buddy, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of this stuff started right here. First time we just trying to continue work, you know, what we raised up on, you know.
Right.
Street racing, a lot of these guys, dead and gone now, but, you know, a lot of this stuff started around here, and the kids, and me, personally, and the guys my age, that's what we growing up around, and that's what we enjoy, so it is what it is.
Well, I remember we used to go to another shop way out there on Highway 25. Remember out there?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of time at James McPlanet this way. And, you know, that's just about all of the races here.
Yes,
but they teeth on James. He's Tony Byers.
Right.
Yeah, James used to do an overnight engine swap to Tony in the heartbeat.
Yes,
anything you want.
Yes,
yeah. And so, you know, Waynesboro, this is where I made my home from Detroit. And I went back to Detroit and came back to Waynesboro. I liked it so much that my daughter wanted her son to be born here.
Right.
And he was born here, and she took off and went back to Detroit. And she wasn't going to come down here today to see everybody and all the race cars, but she didn't make it because I remember when she had a race with small tire.
Right.
And she broke the motor on the side line. Broke the time to change.
Yeah.
So that's the way it's been. But what's your next race, man?
Well, I think we're going to hold on to Mike Hill's show. You know, as I'm pretty much a one man show, and we don't go where we can. We go where we don't go where we want. We go where we can. So,
right.
We just try to have fun, so we'll be at my guest show November the 5th, 6th, and 7th. And the following week, I got Kai Kelly and Aubrey.
Kelly and Aubrey. All right, that's the guy from the TV show.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe the baby Rugrat might follow you around.
Very supposed
to. Yeah. One of them Rugrats to be there,
yeah.
You know, with everything better. Like I said, I can sit here and talk to you the whole hour, but I ain't.
Yes, sir.
Because there's so many questions that I know the answers to, and I just want to give you your props because, you know, like I say, you come a long, long way.
I ain't did it by myself. I'm with them, so they do it over there.
I know. I've been talking to Eddie and Scott King. I used to call him the Little King. I remember when he was in the junior draft. You know.
That's my dog, though.
From a junior director, do you see what he can do now?
Yes, sir.
So, as the junior director program, it's a good program. I keep trying to tell some of us, they spend some money on your kids. But, you know, you got them at the track all the time. Keep them busy.
Yes, sir.
The junior director. All right? And one other thing, the last thing I'm going to say.
Yes, sir.
I always remember when they had you on the show, they had you out at the track, and they'd be talking that stuff to you. And you say, you would always say, when I'm ready, you're what?
You know it.
That's right,
sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir, we're ready.
Okay. All right. I'm going to talking to Matt. And I can say sometimes I feel kind of bad because I know about what's happening here in Waynesboro. And the first card you see when you come in the gate is a Candy Crusher, Rugrat, and then the baby Rugrat. And it's ironic because what happened with it is one of the things that came about is Little Mo. And Lord, you know, we sent out a prayer for Little Mo. His health is failing a little bit. And we just want him to get it back together. And we want to see him back out at the track. And this gives me an opportunity, since I mentioned Little Mo, that a lot of people thought that me and Little Mo had a falling out. We did not have a falling out. It's just like so many times when you decide to go in a different direction. As a matter of fact, Little Mo is the one who told me to take the big tires off of the car and the wheelie bar and put 29s on it. And let me clarify and clear up a little something about that, seeing as how I mentioned Little Mo. A lot of people were saying that Little Mo and me had a falling out over a motor that he built. Untrue. Now, what happened is Jason LaRusso bought a big block. It had split dominators on it and big chief head. And he bought the whole car, and he parted out everything. And he asked me that I want the motor. Well, at the time, the back half cars didn't have split dominators on it. And I said, no, I don't want the motor the way it is. I'll take it without the big chief heads and the split dominators. So he pulled everything off, and the only thing we could see was the top of the pistons, and everything looked good. And he had bought the motor and the car and everything. And we set the motor in the car. I put my trick heads on it and one single carburetor. And Mo plumbed the intake, the two foggers, and it's a plate on the car. But we never hooked up the plate. So Mo also did all the chassis work on the car. You know, at the same time, Mo was building Charles Green's car. And everything that he did to Charles Green's car, he did to my car. So after we got my car running, we had a problem, and we couldn't get the car to launch. And every time I would run the car, it just wouldn't run. Everybody remembers that I had to run with Jeff Rogers. And Jeff Rogers, I killed him on the tree, and he went around me and pulled a shoe. Okay, well, we didn't know. We went up through it. I told Mo to put as much nitrogen as he thinks the car could stand, and he did. And it's got that same amount of nitrogen on it right now today. And we thought that the converter was loose, and that's what it was. We found out that the nitrous was only purging the system and running the car on horsepower. Well, we went over to Orangeburg, and Jimmy Moreno, bless his heart, may he rest in peace, put the laptop on the car. And the car sounded real good, sounded better. and we come out of the water box and the motor locked up. Well, that's where all the dispute and everything came in with Little Mo. And everybody said that Little Mo sold me a Jap motor, else he did this and he did that. And I never approached Mo about it. I was upset, and everybody said, well, what's wrong? And I said, hey, the motor went, you know. So to make a long story short, Joe Sullivan, I went to took the motor, the whole car to Joe Sullivan. He pulled the motor out, and he called me, and he said, man, this motor got mismatched pistons and mismatched rods and everything, and everybody assumed that Mo did it. Well, Mo didn't do it, and I'm clarifying that right now. Mo didn't do it. He sold me a short block that was completely closed up. He didn't know that it had mismatched pistons or rods in it. So, you know, I was not mad at him. And since then, Joe had did the work. Joe took the car out and made one pass with it last winter, blew the tires away. It was so cold. And then I had it out there, and I was going to sell it. And I talked to Mo. And Mo, I said, okay, if I put chassis by Mo, he said, yeah, don't forget the wine. Mo did the complete wine, as he's a wine genius. You know, he did the complete wine on the car and everything. And he said, he told me what I should ask for the car. He told me to ask for $27,000-$25,000 for the car. He said it's worth it. So I said, okay. And then he said, take the big tires and the wheelie bars off, and the car will be competitive in the 29-inch tire class, where you have a hard time in the big tire class. So that's how I ended up down here, my old hometown of Waynesboro, because Matt wanted to buy the car 2 weeks before I blew the motor, and he ended up buying the car that he has now. Yeah, so that's the thing on Little Mo. So he's always been a good guy in my eyes, and he always will be. All right, they just said a little prayer. They're getting ready to have eat and have a good time. So that's what's happening. So y'all send out plenty of prayers for Little Mo so that he'll have good health, and we'll see his face back out in the drag racing world again. And he's got plenty of cars that he can drive or work on. And Mo, we miss you. We need to see you. Oh, and by the way, Mo was going to convert it over to 29 for me. But I talked to Joe Sullivan, and Joe was so busy with his business, just like Matt has. And so Matt had the car doing some things to it, so Matt is driving it. Because of my health, I can drive, but I won't drive. And because my wife will have a fit if I get back in this car. Speaking of the wife, congratulations, baby. Friday on the 15th, Sydney came into the world 6 pounds, 13 ounces by C-section. Came early. And the wife is in the hospital right now. She done called me 3 times since I pulled into the place. So without any further ado, we're going to keep this thing going with this live broadcast and talk to some other racers. Got to talk to Matt again, because Matt has more insight. But Matt is so busy, he's being the cook, the host, and everything else. And I was going to hook up to the system and everything. Let me get over here, catch up with him. Yep. All right. Talk to Lagilla. Well, I've been talking to everybody. I'm back to you now. Tell us about the shop. What you been planning on doing?
Well, today we're just going to relax. We're going to have a good time today. In the future, we've got the shop doing what it's going to do all day, every day. And we've got a brand new building we're gonna get put up in the next month or two. Where we're gonna have our paint and body shop put up, and we're just gonna grow and get bigger. So just come on out and enjoy. If you're out around this area, come on out and see us. We got plenty of food. If you leave here and you're hungry, it's your fault, not mine. Yeah.
Out the shop. Let's say I come in here and I'm hungry
and I say I'm going to have a barbecue, what do you say?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Where do you send me to?
I'm going to send you to Taylor's Barbecue first. If we ain't cooking, we're going over there first.
I'm gonna send you to Big Fat Buzz Barbecue. That's McGillis for real.
But all jokes aside, there's a lot of people that helped me get this stuff together. We was here till 3:30 in the morning last night cooking. I can't. Everybody knows him, Bud. You don't know him as Bud. Ricardo, Osgood, Osgood.
That's what I call him.
J.D. Powell, my wife, LeMay, everybody. Man, I just give them, I can't say enough. I appreciate all the help. I mean, everybody's been right there helping us, and we're still going.
Okay, let's say I pull up. What's your favorite car, Bud?
My favorite car?
Your favorite car. Carl, let's do a thing like you want to build a race car. What would you build?
I have to build two of them.
All right, well, two of them.
A Malibu and a Camaro.
Well, let's build a Malibu first. He pulled in with a Malibu on the trailer, one that an old lady used to drive. Got like 3,500 miles on it, so the old lady used to just go up to Piggly Wiggly. What would you do for it?
First off, we're going to start, we're going to strip everything out of it, unless he wants to ride around the street. Then we're going to go back and start square one, and we'll see where his mind is and how fast he wants to go. And then we'll go to the next step, and we'll get him a good motor, we'll drive train, get everything set where it needs to be, and go make a lot of money. That's the whole goal we're going to do.
All right, so now you ride.
Good night, you ride.
Now, you notice he said he got a gutter.
That's right.
You know why, don't you?
That's all fresh. We got to take all the weight out that we're going to put in when his big ass sits in it.
Okay. You've been eating too much of your own barbecue.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I keep talking about Waynesboro. You know, me and your old man go back a long way. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, remember that Malibu I used to have?
That's right. I remember that.
Don't mention it to him, but he'll probably start asking me. I ain't never paid him for that rear end.
Oh, man. Don't start.
Okay? Don't start. But he gave me a rear end that we put under the car, and I made more money lifting the wheels on the street than racing the car.
Good God. I can never say.
Yeah, that them was the days at Waynesboro, you know. I'm going to have to talk to Matt about, but I don't want to make him cry about Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt was just a little guy that used to follow his brother around.
Uh-huh.
And Bill was the man who did all the talking.
That's right.
And Matt used to remind me of, he used to follow Bill around. And he used to do the driving because Bill couldn't drive a little.
That's right.
All Bill could do was talk that stuff and pull money out of there somewhere. You know.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's the way it was. Yep. And it's going to be a good one. And like I say, this is a shop that's going to be down this way. And everybody don't have to go up to Augusta or South Carolina that don't want to make the trip up that way. So that's the way it was. We were just talking about you and Bill. And I say I didn't want to make you cry. So, yeah. I remember when you used to follow Bill around, you know. Bill was the talker. And you used to say, uh-huh, okay. Like, I remember that first note with the blue one. First time I seen it, I just shook my head. I said, where do you think he's going to go in that thing? Then he got that other one. Yeah.
Yeah, that old one got left. Which one's the blue one? I had Tony, and then Tony let it roll down the hill and hit the tree. Came the whole back four panel and told us
a street racer.
Yep.
So, a lot of people don't know, but I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. A lot of his cars went to who?
Tony. Every car I've had, Tony bought.
Now, ain't that something?
That's
but and you ask yourself, how come they don't get along? Maybe it's because you got a car that he want right now.
That's possible. Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with Tony. A lot of people have misconceptions. Me and Tony have problems. If we have a problem, we always end up trying to say, Tony's the type that, as bad as you hate him, you can still get along with him, but you always need everybody with a long swing.
Well, you talk to McGilla. I'm going in here and get back on the main studio. You can hear me.
But we got, I mean, if you're hungry, we got everything from real sticky chicken.
So we're back in the studio now.
Chicken wings.
All right,
we got
Matt.
Baked beans, green beans, potato salad, hot sauce. A big old cake. I was good, like, if you got diabetes, you're going to die today. You're going to die.
Yeah, you know, I had to run in here and get the studio and everything and get that going. So I was wondering if you want to ask Matt a question, you go ahead about the new shop.
Yes, ma'am. We'll see y'all later. Okay, enjoy it.
Letting Matt do the mobile part out there. And I've already talked to Chris Jones.
I ain't got nothing on this place.
Okay.
Like I said, you leave here hungry, it ain't nobody's fault but y'all.
All right, Matt, can you hear me right now?
He's over here hiding. We can't have him hiding. We got to bring him back in here. He getting the rest of the people. Oh, he had a play to move. We got Steve Man over here. He's just over here beating his head to the music. He ain't hungry. If you hungry, your fault, you leave him. I got to pull a dog out on this one. Guys, this man right here got a black skin tight shirt with a tan pants.
Something like quick, and
Hello?
Larry T?
Hello? Yes, yeah, Larry, uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
No, who is it?
It's Wildman.
Wildman, how you doing, buddy? How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Hey, we live.
Yeah, we got a race at Fayetteville. I'm at Fayetteville today.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's fine, but we got a race at Fayetteville. I got like 20 cars from Merle's DMV that we're on the track for today. Just trying to get ready for the race. How you doing? Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I'm here at Matt, MLT Rugrat, at his grand opening celebration here in Waynesboro. And you want to holler at him and say something? Here he is right
now. Yeah, sir, Matt, congratulations.
Hello.
How you been? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Congratulations. How you doing?
I can't complain. We're doing good.
Are you ready to make another one? I see you come out selling that race car. Don't sell that race car now. What you going to do?
I got one guy that's really interested in buying it. But if it's sold, I promise you there's bigger and better things coming.
Okay, no problem. Like I said, I got you on books that owe you about some shirts and stuff, man. But I hope you get some more shirts from me. Everybody love them?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of them wearing them today.
I do sweatshirts, long sleeve t-shirts, and all. So if you still got your pattern, let me know. If you don't sell your comp, come let me know. Okay? Hoodies
yes,
and all.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, man. I'm happy for you. Seriously, I'm happy for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
It means
a lot. Yes, sir. Definitely do. So I'm planning on making I'm trying to come to Mike Hill show if it don't rain. So I'll probably see you down there. Because then we got to race in Fayetteville. We raise the money to send all the guys out.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, we did a cancer walk yesterday, and we're doing like a race today in Fayetteville.
Yeah, okay. All
yes,
right.
sir.
Yeah.
But keep in touch. Let me know, man, because I'll take care of you on a good price on some sweatshirts, hoodies, or whatever you need, even ladies' shirts. So you need some more t-shirts, let me know, okay?
I sure will. You know that.
Yes, sir. Even for your new business, I can do stuff for your business. Put your business stuff on there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, I've been so busy with the baby, and, you know, I haven't really been doing the show for the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know?
I understand why, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And then when I did do a show, it was like for 15 minutes, and it was just so that Matt can talk about his grand opening celebration here.
Oh, you have a show. Am I lying? I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh. And, you know, the thing that I'm going to tell you about, two racing friends, Candy Crusher, one of the hottest cars on the grudge face racing scene on 29.
Yes, sir.
He gave up all kind of things to have his car here. You know.
Well, tell him I appreciate it. Yeah, I wish they could have came today. I said, I understand. Tell him I said, how they doing? They're real good guys, man. Real good guys.
Yeah. And, you know, these are two of the guys. Other than Goldie's car is in the shop. Otherwise, it would be out here now. You know, those are the three guys that say that wherever you have a race, they will go. Except for the.
That's them. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. And everything. And of course, at Mike Hill's race on the fifth or the sixth and the seventh.
Yes.
The Godfather. It seems so like we want to. He will be there. And when I say godfather, I'm talking about Sidney, my son's godfather, John.
Okay.
So when you see him.
He's here today with us. We in Fayetteville. He's here today in Fayetteville. He's right here today with us. He's down here with us today. And we all come to Mike's. As long as it don't rain, I'm bringing my race car down here. I'm bringing my GTO down here. Bring my thumb and go car down here.
Right. So when you see him again today, when you walk up to him, don't call him John. Don't call him JRT. You got to address him from now on as Faye Godfather, okay?
Okay. I'll definitely do that, sir. I definitely will.
Yeah. And if you get a chance, well, I said he's got everything that you got, but I sure wish I could have talked to him. But tell him I was trying to get him to talk to him on the show today, but I'll get him.
Okay. Yes, sir. I definitely will. I see him. I definitely let him know. Okay. He wrote down with Short Dog. Short Dog got his car in. We got like 10 cars down here in Fayetteville, down here in North Carolina. Race for the day.
All right. Well, they still got time. Tell us about the race there.
Okay.
Well,
what happened was we're down here in Fayetteville Motorsports Park. We had a walk for the cure yesterday for cancer. We donated most of the money to the Cancer Society. You know, Long Island Joe has prostate cancer, and my sister had breast cancer. And today we have like a drag race. And what we're doing is we're raising money. Part of the money is going towards cancer, again, Cancer Society. And the other part, we help guys. We're going to Mike Hill Show, but don't rain. And we're definitely going to Baldy Race. So I got like, I know we got like 200 people down from Maryland, from DMV area. So everybody's banding together. We're trying to like travel. We're trying to get our best car together. Get ready to do some grudge work. So, definitely down here today. We're supposed to run this guy with my son and go car called Shack Attack. Short Dog got his car back out now. So, we got like 4 or 5 cars down here. Long Island Joe and Sons have their car too. So, it should be a big show tonight. Real big.
Now, is CJ there?
Yeah, TJ right here. I'm looking right at TJ. CJ right here. Yeah, come on,
speak to him.
Hold on, 1 second. Hey, CJ. Wild man, I'm talking to you. Wild man on the show. Hold on. Here you go. Hold on, Wild man.
Tell me right now. The Wild man loud on the show.
What's going on, Wild man?
How you doing, CJ?
I'm doing all right.
You seen the 330 pass of the car, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, you ain't talking so big and bad now. If it wasn't for this grand opening for MLT Automotive, that's Matt, who owns the Rugrats. We would be in Fayetteville, and guess what we'd be going after?
Not me.
That big tie Nova with the wheelie bar on it? I guess it's a big tie, because it can't get off the land. It's trying to turn them.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Wild Man. You got a long way to go.
No, we don't. We made one pass to the 330-foot mark and shut it down. And now we know what to do.
You only happy with this 330?
No, I wasn't happy with it, but it's enough for you.
Nah, it's a long way to go.
Yeah, you know, you might have a big small block in there, but it ain't going nowhere.
I looked at that video. I let the video play. I walked in the kitchen and came back. You still going down to the 330?
No, we didn't. We were just trying something.
Yeah.
We want you to think that we was going all out.
Next time, try something else.
Well, how's your father doing?
He doing all right here.
All right, well, you tell him I said to take you to school and learn a little bit more, okay?
I'd love him, though.
Because when I come down there and catch up with you, I don't know where, like I said, are y'all coming to Mike Hill's race?
Nah, I think we might be done for the year.
Y'all might be done for the year.
Yeah, it's too cold up there.
You're only 3 hours from me right now. That's a 3-hour pull from where you are. But anyway, I hear you. You say you might be done for the year. So I'm going to let it go at that. But first of all, let me see if my drive and everything know what car you got and everything. I gotta ask him a question or two and find out something.
I don't think he's seen it.
Huh?
I don't think he's seen it.
Well, I'm gonna see if he cares about it before I keep talking. All right. So here he is.
Well,
he's coming up. He's busy hanging on the line and everything.
so on speakerphone. So anyway, I got CJ. Have you ever seen CJ? Was a 64, 65, or which one?
63.
A 62 Chevy Nova Blue. Have you seen it? What's the name of the car?
Radical Behavior.
What is
it? Radical Behavior.
Okay. Radical Behavior. It's a small block. You seen it before. Okay. He's in Fayetteville at Larry T's race. And I told him that he got a big pass. And I said I had to find out from you where we will be next with the car. So you the driver and the tuner and everything else with the baby road race.
We really just got to see what the schedules look like with us. We got a lot going on. I don't really have anything set per se. I was going to be in Albany next weekend, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know what's going to go on. But with what we've got on that one, it's still in the air. I've got to get with a couple people and see what the schedules look like. Because I don't want to just go and I want everybody to be there and have a good time. So we got a lot on our plate. I don't know exactly when though. I mean, what you got in mind?
I'm done for the year after this, so I'm in Virginia, so I can't travel down here all the time. That's the way.
I know it'll be at Mike Hill's race, the next race he's got in November. We'll be in Albany on the 14th with it. And it all depends on how I feel next weekend. We may have a close in well, I know we may have it in Albany next weekend too, but I know we'll be at Mike Hill's race with it in his year-end finale race.
Oh, okay.
If you got a trip and you want to take a couple days off and come down this way, if you just lo and behold and you just feel eager to race, we might be able to help you out with a couple of dollars in fuel money to get down here. So
we might be done though. So we'll see though.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I'm sure one day we'll cross paths. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. Most definitely, when y'all come back to Buzz Creek.
Yeah. But we
definitely cross paths now.
Yeah, we just now getting everything wrapped up with the car, getting everything situated. So we're gonna play with it a little bit and have fun.
Yeah.
If you were down here, you'd come down here and have fun with us and enjoy. So,
yep.
But I wish you the best and good luck on your racing this weekend. Have a ball at the same time.
Yep, that's what it's all about.
All right.
Thanks, DJ. So, just wanted to let you know how things are. But we're doing good, man, and I wish you success for the state and knock their heads off and do what you do good. And tell your father I said hi, and, you know, we always be at each other's throat, but it's all in fun and racing. So you be safe down there, and the car is really looking good, man. I've been seeing it on the internet. And make me proud every time you go down the track and knock somebody's head off.
Hey,
all right, CJ, let me talk to Larry T, and then I'm out of here, okay?
All right.
Okay. So that's the way it goes. That's what good racing
is.
Yes, sir. All right.
We still live on the air? Are we still live?
We're still live.
I'm going to tell everybody down the south. This is Larry from Custom Tees. We got like 20 cars that do travel. We're here in Fayetteville. Only reason guys in DMV don't travel because they don't get gas money. Everything we do at Custom Tees, we give people gas money. No one's going to race for free. That's all I'm trying to get people to understand. Okay? These guys are here with love to run. We got 20 cars here today, from out of town. Come and grudge race. You know, if there's some kind of way we can work on our procedure this year, next year, we willing to travel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We have all kinds of cars. Pro Mods, 28, 29. Got like four F10 trucks today. Orlando got his car and truck down here today. So hopefully next year maybe we can get some stuff going. Even this year. You know, but I know everybody go on Facebook, check it out today. See what's going on. We got like four or five graduates going on today. I think it's like Fayetteville, it's like the midway point. So we don't mind traveling midway. We don't actually go midway. But we can't even get people coming to Fayetteville. Or they can pick a truck they want to come to. Don't make us no difference. But no one's going to travel 9 to 10 hours for free because you guys, and they don't do that. So we got to be some kind of happy medium if these people want to graduate, you know. That's all we're trying to say. Well, people come our way, Wildman, you know, we take care of everybody with gas money. So that's all we're trying to do is make one uniform thing, you know what I'm saying? That's all. But people down there, you don't first be fair. The rest of them down there, they talk all that smack. They don't want to help nobody, but they want to have a good event. But I want y'all to think about one thing. Or if I have a big crowd, you have everybody come together as one. You know when you come.
All right, I got the fastest. I got the fastest 29 inch car in the world. That's what I.
You got little man Candy Crush. It got to be him. Hey, you tell Candy Crush. Hey, they want a rematch, man. They trying to get a rematch.
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, man. You know,
Slava said they want a rematch, man. They said they want their rematch. They're trying to get their money back, so y'all hit them hard down there.
Well, my buddy had scheduled the thing on a grand opening, and, you know, he's trying to support the hometown.
And that's a good thing to do, man. I appreciate that. That's a good thing, man. Y'all some good guys, man. I appreciate that. Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Nah, I look forward to seeing you guys. Either I'll be at Mike's show or we'll be down at Baldy show. Like I said, I don't know if we're going to come to Mike's show, it rains, but like I said, we definitely come to Florida no matter what. Okay?
Huh?
What'd you say? I said, Jeff Snapper, you're
still in the
clothes
there. I ain't forgot about
you. All right. Now, I think they're going to see y'all in Orlando. I think everybody's getting ready for Orlando, buddy. So I'm just telling you, they're coming there. They ain't like what y'all did to them up there. They say they're coming there.
You know, the way Candy Crush is going, when he pull into Orlando, everybody going to be running at him.
Hey, he's riding very good. I have to give him man credit. His car rides very good, you know. Like, I'm sorry to see what happened to Dolomite's car. His car is running real good, too. I must say, cars down south do ride, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're trying, but we're going to speed up a little bit when we get Orlando.
Okay. Like, okay. It's going to be some fun. I can't wait, man. Cannot wait.
Yeah, he's eating, so, you know.
Okay.
And everything, but like I say, you know, the thing that I always tell everybody about Candy Crush is he's true to the game. You know, this is one of his hometown boys.
Right.
And, you know, he opened up his grand opening of his big shop. He started off at a gas station. And,
uh-huh.
Chris Jones has worked for him.
I got Short Dog here. Hold on.
All right, Short Dog.
Father, you're not a wild man. Tell him what's up.
What's going on, Wild Man? Congratulations.
Thank you. He's doing fine and everything, and I didn't come to the races today because Matt Rugrat had the grand opening of his shop, and that's why Candy Crush ain't at no races here, you know. He got to support his homeboy, so, you know, nothing wrong with Candy Crush. He just supports him. And everything, and Waynesboro, Georgia, and that's what it's about. And like
that's
I was
right.
saying
that's
earlier,
right.
he's a good dude, man. He really is. He falls in that category with you, Larry T, and Long Island Joe, and Monster, you know. He fits right in there. And I was talking to CJ because we finally got my little Nova running and got a warrant out for him.
Okay, I heard that.
But this is his last trip down this way. All right. Well,
okay.
Good talking to you. Got anything
you
want
to
say?
You too, Wild Man, and I'll stay in touch with you.
All right.
I get on. Okay.
Out. Okay.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right, Larry T. Okay, Larry. So, you know, I always got to get you on my shows when I'm doing the show. You know. And so I appreciate everything that you do for the show, and what you do for Grudge Racing. Like I said, I'm sorry I ain't in Fayetteville, but I could only do the next best thing. And let's get you on there. All right. I will see you at Mike Hill's show. And tell the Godfather that I'll see him, and he will see his. No, don't tell him that.
Don't tell him about it.
All right.
His guy's going to be there. Okay?
Okay. All right, buddy.
All right.
All right.
All right. We'll see you, and y'all have a good one. And like I always say, until next time, I'll
see you.
Yeah.
See you later, okay? So everybody, thank you.
All right.
And like I always say, until next time, I'll see you at the races.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.